Yes.
Okay, yes. So we are honored and happy to, of course, honor. What I wanted to say is that in all our speeches, because mostly we think of our music, we were educated on the piano music, on the temperate scale. And unfortunately, we don't hear the reverse. The reverse is now very seldom. You see, you have wonderful Chinese or Japanese pianists, celloists, which play our Western famous music. But the reverse is very rare. There is some individuals who practice a little Indian music or a little Japanese. But of course, the balance is much stronger. And from the Western influence on other musical cultures. And it's, if I may say, it's a temperate scale imperialism, you see. Piano, and when we speak of worldwide music, mostly of what we heard, it was a piano music, it was a Western music. And unfortunately, we didn't hear him, except maybe I tried to speak about other traditions and then other scales, other ways of hearing. And it's a problem, you see, that there is really now an imperialism, if they may use this word, of the Western classical, absolutely wonderful, absolutely great music, which is indeed universal, because once again, you have all these musicians from China, from Japan, and so less from me, however, who perform our Western classical music. And therefore, there is a kind of imperialism of the Western music and of the Western temperate scale. And we regret, I think, I'm not only, that we have no here voices of other traditions, you know, others' ways of hearing, other scales. And so let's hope that, however, we will have a spirit of other traditions. If I use the word spirit, it's intentionally, because often these ancient other traditions are, let's say, more spiritual than our music. The Indian music has still, the traditional Indian, I mean, has still roots with the ancient and with the spiritual world. The same with the traditional Shomyo Buddhistic music in Japan and so on and so. And it's a wish that we could be more in touch, more influenced maybe by this very ancient traditions from other countries from the East. I spoke of Japan and India, or but of course we could speak of African. However, African music has moved so quickly and transformed. Africa was known to be the most musical continent. Musical in the sense that every village and so had its own drums, its own kind of flutes, its own instruments, and so it was so rich. And there was at UNESCO, you know, 30 years or 40 years ago, an African, Patéba, really an African with a deep African and European and both cultures. And I spoke with him that in India, to in Africa, in order to preserve the tradition, in each village there should be a master, a traditional master, who would teach children to keep their traditions. And but then Ampati Ba from UNESCO, he died, I think. I didn't have more contact, and there was other people responsible of music at UNESCO, and this project was lost. And now the situation in Africa, that almost everywhere there, their ancient traditional folk and spiritual also traditions are lost. And mostly the ensemble from Africa, they just perform our Western rock music and so always microphones and whatever. So I'm unfortunately we have lost the possibility to keep this very, very African rich, African tradition. And now it has almost everywhere disappeared. And I'm afraid that this, if I may again use this word, the Western music imperialism, particularly the Western temperate scale, it's a great problem. And speaking of world music, that's how can we avoid this Western temperate scale, to say it in a symbolic way, a temperate scale, imperialism. I think that will be the main problem, the main question for worldwide music meeting. And I hope that in the future this could be, we could approach this problem.
Thank you, Professor. And it's good to have John's input about his research.